Ty, thank you, man. I appreciate you.
Hey, Daryl, thank you so much, and just appreciate the opportunity to be able to keep our folks updated as best I can.
Well, you know, the beauty of radio is we are immediate, and we're live, and this is a good example of how we can help in our small way, because you've had a date change. You reported and had it on social media and several other outlets that we were going to have some testing on Sunday, but they changed that to tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I couldn't really believe it, but after, you know, the notice was short to begin with, and started working to get them to expand who could get tested.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time starting around 6 yesterday morning, and then when we got that done around noon, I actually read the flyer that I had typed to the Texas Department of Emergency Management and asked them if everything was final that I could go live with. Got the A-OK thumbs up, and then about 8:15 last night, I get a call that says, hey, by the way, it's going to be Saturday, not Sunday.
Okay.
So, bottom line, it's set for tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. We did get the testing expanded to include different groups of people, so you don't just have to be symptomatic with the virus to get tested if you want to get tested.
It's a pre-registration situation, correct?
That is correct.
The call center number is 512-883-2400. 512-883-2400. Is that correct, Ty?
Yes, sir, that is.
Okay. So everybody, if you want to get tested, that's the number. It will be out at the Colorado County Fairgrounds, and it is Saturday, not Sunday. Tomorrow, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., still the time.
And the website is txcovidtest.org. I'll repeat, txcovidtest.org.
And another thing we need to add, there's no cost for the test. The tests have to be scheduled in advance. Also, any healthcare worker, first responder, essentials and those on the first line, they can get tested. They feel
that's
like they
correct.
Need to, because they've been in the middle of all this. So I'm sure quite a
yes,
few
sir,
of those
our
folks
nurses,
will be.
Our doctors, our laboratory technicians, EMS personnel, law enforcement, our volunteer firemen that are first responders. I've got the order. They don't have to have any reason to be tested if they want to be tested.
Okay. All right. Well, Ty, I appreciate you getting on the radio again. Again, it's just tomorrow. The phone number to make your appointment for the COVID-19 testing out at the fairgrounds is 512-883-2400. 512-883-2400. And Ty, before I let you go, did I see on the bulletin board page that there has been another confirmed case, I think, out of the Rock Island area? Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So and
that is correct.
Okay, and what was it? A male? What's the age range on that?
The information we can provide is a male, age range 50 to 60.
Okay.
In the Rock Island area, and he's hospitalized out of the county, and the hospitalization is not COVID-19 related at this point. So we are at 10 cases positive, 7 active, and 3 recoveries.
All right. And remember, everybody, Facebook pages, if you can, get on the Internet, Colorado County EMS, Colorado County Emergency Management, Colorado County Joint COVID-19 Bulletin Board, which is where I go for info, unless I'm interviewing someone here on the radio. Columbus Chamber of Commerce is doing a great job. They're providing all of those different links and such. And then the website for the county, co.colorado.tx.us. So, you know, you just can't give those sites enough, because people that want to stay informed, they can. And so everybody has access to information that comes from you guys, the authorities, reliable information.
Daryl, if I might, just real quick, one more thing about the test tomorrow.
Okay.
It's really important that everyone realizes that you only have to have one symptom, which can include just nasal congestion, a headache, sore throat, any of those other things. or you only need one condition, like being someone diagnosed with heart disease, diabetes, lung disease, hypertension, low blood pressure, high blood pressure, immune compromised, like folks on chemotherapy possibly, to qualify to get tested. So it's expanded a lot from what it originally was. Just need to state that when you log in or call in.
All right. And also, Ty, we'll look forward to finding out what the governor is going to have to say, and that would be on Monday, right?
Governor might have something to say today, but Monday for sure. So we are very, very anxious to hear what Governor Abbott is going to say.
All right. Hopefully we'll get rolling again. All right, Ty. Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you, sir, so much. Appreciate it.
Have a good one. We'll stay in touch.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Colorado County Judge Ty Prowsey. And again, that phone number for the COVID-19 specimen collection site and the testing tomorrow, Saturday, 512-883-2400. You have to make an appointment. 512-883-2400. This is Hometown Radio, keeping you informed, 98.3, and streaming live on our website at KULMradio.com. I'm Darrell Appled.